Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am, as the gentleman said, Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Happy Saturday to you. 2014, you never thought you'd get there. And we've partied, and we've loved, and we've prayed, and the holidays are over. Even that first week feeling is gone. Second week in January, people flip out. Did you notice that this week? Everybody's thinking the same thing. We got another year. How are we going to make it good? How are we going to make it better than last year? What are we going to do this year that we didn't do last year? And health comes to mind. It's interesting. You watch people get nervous. You noticed it out there. Everybody's thinking real seriously now. And you're looking at your bank accounts. And you find often there's not enough in the bank account because you love and you share. And now you're kind of thin. So, health. You're thinking about how to spend your money, how not to spend your money. I've got a solution for you. And that's the 140 archives. Because those archives are a perspective for you. A low cost, very minimal investment of your money. Very maximal investment. Those archives are an encyclopedia. And they've added up. And if you look at each show, it's a call to action. Today, I'm going to give you a perspective on how to make that call to action tangible. All you've got to do, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You've just got to reach a little deeper to understand how you can look at your health, regardless of your symptom, regardless of your disease. If your health is as simple as you want to be healthier and you don't have a problem, what can you do? How can you construct 2014 in a better way? So this show is a call to action. And that first call to action is a shift in your perspective of health. Now, last week we got into diabetes and I promised you a perspective on how to cure it. Not an herbal cure, not a cure where you have to buy something, but a cure where you have to understand how to feed your body so your body cures it. Big difference. No drug cures it. No herb cures it. Diabetes. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. In your spare time, take a look at last week's show. We define diabetes, type 2 diabetes. The diabetes many millions of Americans suffer from. And we pointed out first and foremost that even if you're told you don't have diabetes, you can be living all day long with high blood sugar. That is diabetes. It's just not diagnosed. High blood sugar, that's not diagnosed because that 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep brings your fasting blood glucose back to normal, still allows you to function all day long with your blood sugar up at 120, 130, 140, even 150. And over the years, you deteriorate just as any type 2 diabetic. So get that one straight. On top of which, if you have fat on your body, which people that suffer from high blood sugar often do, if you have fat on your body, that fat causes the macrophage to attack the fat. That produces cytokines. The cytokines bind to the insulin receptors in the cell membrane, and so the obesity adds to the hyperglycemia. I told you what you could do about it. So here's your 2014 checklist. I'm going to go through a checklist. I'm going to go through a perception of how you're going to approach your health in 2014. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to have much scientific insight. You just have to understand the perspective. And the perspective is health is a pot. So I want you to get a pot and put the pot, the biggest pot you've got in your kitchen, put it on the table and make sure it's empty. Because it's 2014 and that pot, the health pot, call it the health pot. That pot is empty. And each month you're going to add one more gift into the health pot. So that by 2015, you've added at least 12 to 20 gifts. Gifts of health that you've brought to yourself that derive from the deepening perception of health that you've evolved because you've put the time into your education. Now, that's the smart money. So we're not going to do the commercial, and we're not going to say, if you've got type 2 diabetes, take this herb because it'll get rid of it. If you've got joint pain, take that because we'll get rid of it. And we're going to get to herbs later because herbs are important. They speed the process up. So never think Dr. Vincent Medici doesn't ask you to take a look at the herbal remedy. What I ask you to do is understand that the smart money, the smart investment, the investment that gives you the return, is to use your knowledge of the body and ask the herb to facilitate the natural process. That's very different than the herb symptom approach. Here's the rules of engagement if you want to get rid of your type 2 diabetes. So we're going to start here. In 2014, whether you've got diabetes or you think you don't, you're going to regulate your blood sugar. That's right. You're going to get to know your blood sugar. So look at picture number one. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. I teach with pictures. You can learn much, much more that way. If you're on the road, I'll describe things as best I can to accommodate you. When you get home, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Go to the archive section. Purchase the archives. It's next to nothing. Get into the literature section. Up there at the top, it says literature. Click the button. Watch today's pictures as I speak. Picture number one. There it is, an AccuCheck. I'll leave it to you to learn to use. What I want you to do is get up in the morning, and I want you to take your blood sugar, and I want you to write it down. And then what I want you to do is don't eat breakfast. That's right. So do this on a day off. Don't eat breakfast. Don't eat anything. Drink a little water. And I want you to move your body. And I want you to try to exercise. You don't have to exercise. You can walk the stairs. You can walk around the block. You can go out into the garden. You can jog in place. You can walk in place. You can spin around in circles. You can walk your dog. Take a hike up the side of a hill. You can go to the gym. I want you to move your body. And then an hour later, I want you to measure your blood sugar. When your blood sugar gets down, I'm assuming your blood sugar is going to, when you wake up, is going to be 100, 105, 110, 120, 130. It's not going to be 80. It's not going to be 90. It's going to be 100 plus. If that's you, you need to understand this. If that's not you, you need to make sure it never becomes you. High blood sugar. Listen to the last show. Get filled in on those repercussions. We're not thinking about our symptoms. We're thinking about, for 2014, bring your blood sugar at all times, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, under 100. But that's not you. So you took your blood sugar and it's still high. Don't eat. It may take you 2 to 3 to 4 hours in the morning of fasting and of a little light exercise to get your blood sugar, as you measure it, down to 90 or 80. Then I want you to sit down and eat a meal. Eat a meal. Have your breakfast. But make sure that your breakfast does not raise your blood sugar. And if you're diabetic, if you have a problem that way, just make sure that your blood sugar is that you're eating foods of what we call a low glycemic index. Make sure that when you eat your food in the morning for breakfast, that it's like an egg or butter or some very, very, very low glycemic fruit, like a cherry, a low glycemic fruit, or a low glycemic vegetable, or cheese, or kefir, yogurt. I'm going to leave that to you. Your job is to make sure that you get your blood sugar down in the morning under 100, 90, 85 would be fantastic. And yes, you take it easy. And yes, you have a couch nearby. And yes, you don't do it in a rush. And yes, you use your common sense. But once it's down, I want you to make sure, this is your job, you eat a meal that does not spike your blood sugar. There are 1,000 books on how to do that. Low glycemic or no glycemic foods. Fantastic. You know what you've done? You've just reset your clock. Now, all day, you're going to work. And you're going to do what you need to do. And when you get hungry, you're going to eat again. And when you eat again, you're going to eat foods, all the low glycemic foods, the foods that don't spike the blood sugar. So maybe by lunch, you're having steak and eggs. And we're not going to get into all the specifics. You just listen to the other shows if you want specifics. Everything I've done on food. And that's it. And guess what you've done? You've reset your thermostat. You've reset your blood sugar. That's how easy it is. The mistake people make when they have type 2 diabetes is they get up in the morning and their blood sugars 120, 130, 140, and they begin their day. They begin their meals. They begin their life, and they never, what you call, reset your thermostat down low. Now, if you do that and you succeed at keeping your blood sugar below 100 all day with a little exercise, and yes, 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 you're going to increase this process over time. So we're going to start you off here. But what you're going to find is you're going to drop weight. See my shows on weight loss. I did one 2 weeks ago. See anybody's shows on weight loss. Lose weight and keep your blood sugar under 100. Now take that. I've balanced my blood sugar. I got that. It's February. And I, John Q. Public, understand how to balance my blood sugar. Pat yourself on the back. And I want you to buy yourself a little gift. And I want you to say, balanced my blood sugar. And throw that little gift into the pot. I'm serious. I've never been more serious. I am dead serious. Because this is what health is about. Health is not about, I have diabetes. What herb do I take? Do I take cinnamon? Do I take chromium? Do I take this, that, and the other thing? It's not what it is about. If you want to take an herb to help your blood sugar, then do it. But do not mistake it for what your body needs to cure the issue. If you have the money to spend on an herb, speed the process up. If you can do nothing else, because, of course, putting an herb into your mouth other than money doesn't require compliance. Well, then do that. But if you really want cure, if you want to see the year pass with tangible, moderate to drastic shifts in your health, even if you're broke, no matter where you are, from Malaysia to Africa, it doesn't matter. Study the body. And understand that if you bring your blood sugar into balance, it will fix 1,000 things in the body. And that there is an enormous amount of science behind that. And if you can abide that, if you can connect to that, if you can get your friends to connect with that, if you can bring that to your family, you collectively over time will not have to worry about your health. So there's number one. Gift number one, balance your blood sugar. Gift number two is weight loss. Weight loss, like you lost weight when you were 18, when you were 20, when you were 30. Weight loss, like once you start, you're going to lose it very fast. No, you're not going to burden yourself. Show number 137 on weight loss. Find it. Listen to it. And make yourself a little gift and put that in the health pot. Every single week, you lose a half a pound. to a pound. That's easy. If that's not easy, listen to show 137. Balance your blood sugar and begin. 9 out of 10 people, this is not going to be a problem. Our perspective is the problem. Our perspective is the fixation on the disease. Our perspective is our fixation on our relationship, our love relationship, our work relationship, our interfamilial relationship, our relationship with God. Our focus is on all these things outside. Very simply, drop a pound a week. Because in 1 year, that's 50 pounds. If you were to balance your blood sugar, show 138, and lose weight, 1 pound a week, a half a pound a week, and lose between 35 and 60 pounds, you'll fix 1,000 things in your body. Now, if you could introduce along the way, suppose. So we're going to talk about 2014 is the year of suppose. Suppose amidst this year, 2014, you fasted one time per week. You learned to fast. That's not complicated. Christians fast, Jews fast, Muslims fast. Everybody fasts. It's part of religious tradition. Bring that to your life once per week. And see my show on fasting, show number 136. You want health? This is what it's about. You want cure for your symptomology? This is what it's about. You want the way for you out of your disease states? This is what it's about. But what you're taught to do, unfortunately, very unfortunately, is focus on your symptom. Focus on that quick fix to cure you. Focus on that diagnosis. Focus on that brilliant doctor that's going to find that diagnosis that nobody else can find and give you that therapy that nobody else can give. This is a myth. It is a myth. Yes, it's good if you can to take support, to have supervision, to speed it up. But here's the bottom line. If you just get a pot out of your kitchen and start giving yourself each month, each week, one more gift to health. At the end of the year, you're going to have many gifts in that pot, and that will do more for you than any doctor, than any herb, than any diagnosis, than any sophisticated diagnostic technique, than any remedy, than anything. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. It just gets straighter, doesn't it? Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Take a look at the archives section and do yourself a favor. Purchase the archives and do this show. This is the most important show I have ever done for you. Show number 135, it's on gut ecology, the good bacteria in the colon. If you don't have the money to get the large intestine and what's in it assayed and spelled out in black and white, how much bifidus, how much infantis, how much acidophilus? How much bulgaris? How much of the toxins, the poisons that pathogenic bacteria are making, are coming out being excreted in your stools, the indoles, the ammonias, the scatoles? If you don't have the money to do that, you don't need the money to do that. Start a relationship with fermented foods and then find a fermented food. Sauerkrauts. Buy books, send our cats, wild fermentation. Listen to show number 135. Bring the fermented foods into your diet. Just bring them in. Once a day, you eat a piece of something that's fermented. That is not complicated. That is not expensive. I mean, let's face it. Most Americans aren't the slightest bit interested in sauerkraut. The price of sauerkraut, the price of homemade kefir, will never be cost prohibitive. You can be living on welfare. You can be begging in the street. You can be living off the generosity of your parents, of your relatives, donations from the church. You can be living in your car. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't. Anyone can afford fermented food. Anybody. Show number 33, HCL therapy. We have books on it. I put some of those books out there on the website. in the literature section, which certainly I hope you are on, if you trot down to, well, yes, that was picture number 10, mineral therapy, hydrochloric acid and mineral therapy, why Walter Bryant Guy. Get that book. If you can't afford it, get the other book, 3 years of HCL therapy. Get the Townsend letter and read the article. Listen to show number 133. Read. Understand the benefits of bringing up hydrochloric acid through therapy along with potassium and what it does to the lymph and what that means if you're in, which you are, the inflammatory, precipitatory, crystallizing mechanisms. If your body is precipitating and mechanizing, if you're creating plaques in the joints, in the arteries, which you are, all of us are, this is not about a disease. This is about making sure through HCL therapy that your lymph begin to eat through the macrophage, the fibrin, and all the other dead waste in the lymph that block the lymph and put the cell into an oxidative positive, a pro-inflammatory state, which degrade it and then force it into senescence, that force it into apoptosis, that force it into malignancy. This is fundamental. HCL therapy is huge. But I didn't invent it. I'm not making this up either. It's not expensive at all. There's many ways to do it. From rectal infusions of HCL, which are extremely effective, to injections, which are done in hospitals at health clinics, to good old-fashioned you-do-it-yourself in your home, grass straps and bootleg. You can't do it. You can't afford it. You're afraid of it. You don't know how. Don't put that into your pot. You decide what you're going to put into your pot. But what you don't do, what you don't worry about is you can't. What you don't worry about is you need help. What you don't worry about is you can't afford. But you can't, don't worry about the fact that it's not spelled out for you. You jump in and start and use your common sense. The question becomes, can you assume enough responsibility to take action without letting your head step on your feet? That's really the bottom line. A show that's going to tell you that. A show that's going to give you the bottom line. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This is the bottom line. You're getting it today. I'm asking you to set your navigator for success in 2014. This is the way to do it. Just start. HCL therapy. Read about it, study it, and begin. Bile ducts. Liver gallbladder flushes. How many did you do in 2013? Coffee enemas? That's show number 20. Decongesting the bile ducts. The point is, can you add biliary patency? Can you decongest the bile ducts to the point where the bile flows freely, and so the blood filters freely, and so the intercellular space cleans more rapidly, so that the cell then can remove its sludge, and in tandem to removing its sludge, the cell will begin to regenerate. The membrane that interfaces with the sludge will begin to regenerate itself, and those signals will get picked up by the center of the cell, by the brains of the cell. The DNA will look at the membrane. The DNA will look at the intercellular space. The signals will go back and forth. Cells that need to clean will disappear, and cells that need to regrow tissue will reappear. You will activate your own stem cell mechanisms within the DNA. That's right. There's a gift to you. Decongest the bile ducts. Bring up the HCL and potassium so you can degranulate and decongest the lymph and the scars in the lymph. Balance the gut collagen. Begin the fast. Begin the weight loss. Do this all underneath the matrix of blood sugar, no higher than 100 at any time during the day. Learn the experience of good digestion. What is good digestion? Good digestion is your journey into your intuitive faculty. If you don't have an intuitive faculty, if you don't have a relationship with your body, if listening to your body is a waste of time, if it's an arduous, torturous experience, if going within for your answers rather than looking outside for the answers is a problem for you, fix that problem. Fix that problem fast, because you will pay. If you don't have the time, if you don't have the inclination, if you don't have the ability, if you don't have the respect to go inside you and listen to you, so you can learn what good digestion feels like, what a relationship with a piece of food feels like, with the body emitting signals, your digestive system saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't learned that, learn it. If you don't know how to get that and you want it, seek help. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Make an appointment. Seek help. You don't need to do it with me. Do it with anybody. Digestion is the first line of defense. Oh, yes, yes. Take your herbal supplements. Take your digestive enzymes. Take your HCL. Go out, buy, and spend money on good digestive aids. Fantastic. That's okay. Never misunderstand my point. That's okay. That may accentuate. But at the expense of learning to listen to your body, so that when you ingest a piece of food, when you vary the quality of food, the selection of the food, the preparation of the food, the combination of that food in conjunction with other foods, when you, for the sake of an herb, sacrifice those other things, you have made a terrible mistake. You are lying to yourself. And you will pay for your lies. You may be innocent. You may be subconsciously lying. You may be deliberately lying. But understand, there's a price to pay. If you reduce 2014 to symptomatic therapy, if you reduce it to topical approach, you're going to get barely to first base. Don't compromise. I beseech you not to compromise. You're better than that. You don't have the time. You don't have the money. This is an excuse. For most people, this is a terrible excuse. Go into the kitchen right now and do something that on the outside appears stupid. Get a pot and put the pot somewhere in your kitchen. And every single week, as you add and you enumerate the different exercises of health, as you begin to master them, buy yourself a little gift and wrap it up and put a sticker on it. And then throw that little gift into the pot. And do that every week, every month, as much as you can. And I promise you, when we do this show in January of 2015, you're going to thank yourself. And you're going to be amazed. You're going to be fascinated at amidst the diagnoses, and amidst the lab tests, the blood tests, the urine tests, the counsels with doctors, the books you've read, the shows you've listened to, the YouTube experiments you've done. You're going to be amazed that if you just do that and stay focused on that, not on the symptom, not on your misery, but simply on the action as a gift to yourself, at the end of 1 year, you're going to be, I promise you, in a far, far, far drastically better place as it relates to your health. Amen to that. That is a prayer. Pray that prayer. Irregardless or regardless of where you pray or how you pray, put that one in to the prayer every single week and watch what happens in 2014. Chronic infection, your preoccupation, your focus is on the infection. Please listen to my show, show 98. On the terrain, Metchnikov, Pasteur, Enderlin, please get this straight. You are wasting your money. Outside of acute infection and a day or two in the hospital to kill an infection that they have to kill, the minute your infective diagnosis, you know, that microbe they just can't find? The one that's holistically diagnosed? The one that's allopathically diagnosed? The one that's prevailed upon you, that parasite that nobody can find? That you've had for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, the one you're dying of, the one that's ruining your digestion, the one that has left you emaciated, the one that's left you obese, the one that's left you dysfunctional, unable to work, the one that's been a thorn on your side for many years. Listen to show 98, because that chronic infection is the product of a terrain. Every show I've given you is asking you to change the environment internally. Forget the focus on the infection. Forget the focus on the infection. The doctor did a test. They've isolated the infection. That infection, in conjunction with the other infections, creates poisons. Those poisons diffuse through the blood into your cells, around your cells, bind with receptor sites, competitively inhibit other receptors. And we've got to focus on the infection. If you're doing that, you are making a terrible mistake. If your doctor is doing that, your doctor's making a terrible mistake as it relates to chronic infection. If you're listening to the show, do you understand the difference between acute and chronic infection? Chronic infection is that infection that they've drugged. Chronic infection is the infection they've given you herbs for, or antibiotics for, or some other drug for, and it doesn't respond. And they change the drug to the other drug, and it doesn't respond. Chronic infection is 1 year later, you still have the infection. It doesn't go away. Chronic infection is when you continually go back to your health care providers, holistic or allopathic, and they're giving you another story about another angle to beat the infection. And it's a year later, and 2 years later, and 5 years later, and you don't work anymore. There are hundreds and thousands and millions of people in the world, in America, who are suffering from this. They are rich people. They are poor people. They are middle-class people. They are black people. They are white people. They are yellow people. People throughout the world suffer from chronic infection and are told continually, we've got to get that infection. That is a mistake. In 2014, if you have anything resembling this, change your terrain. Forget the infection. Now, if I haven't made that clear, maybe I should get out of this game. How much clearer can I be? If you have a chronic infection, change your terrain. It means get healthy. So you take that pot and you get yourself a gift. If you live, eat, sleep, and breathe this idea, this new idea, this creative perspective that you should forget the infection no matter what somebody tells you. Don't you understand? It's a joke. I'm not going to call it a scam. Your medical doctors are good people. Your holistic practitioners are just trying to help. But they've been scammed. They're lost in their own scam. And it's not that they're guilty of a scam. They're no more guilty than you. But there is definitely a problem here. There is an inordinate, inappropriate, much overrated, and eventually absolutely futile focus on find the infection when it's chronic. You're never going to get rid of it that way. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're listening to the show, welcome. If it's this first time for you, welcome. This is where real health lives, in perspective. We don't need to get more technique. We've got all the technique available. We need to learn better what we know. We need to apply it intelligently. It's the application, not the cookie cutter, that makes the difference. This is where we're missing. We're throwing jabs and uppercuts, and we don't know how to throw the hook. We're putting our time and our money into the wrong perspectives, into the self-limiting perspectives. This show today in 2014 is a call to you to change your perspective in a very low-cost, practical way. Now, suppose you got the bile to flow. give yourself a gift. Go out and clean your kidney. It doesn't matter whose kidney cleanse you do. Go out and clean your kidney. Just like you cleaned your bile, clean your kidney. Then dry brush your skin. Then bring it all in. In what order should I do it? It's complicated. Which should I do first? I did it in 2 days. I didn't feel good. Maybe I shouldn't continue. Maybe I'll die. My disease won't kill me. The cleanse will kill me. My doctor told me that I could do a coffee enema and get brain damage. Are you listening to that? Because it's out there. You have a relative. That relative did a YouTube search. They did research. They're researchers. Yeah, they work at a bank, but they're researchers. We're all researchers now because of the internet. I got a chimpanzee. My monkey can research too. It can get on Google and do a Google search. You could train a sea lion to do a Google search, and they could be researchers too. Everybody does research. And the research often says these therapies are dangerous. You could hurt yourself terribly. And then one person without enough common sense to cross the street does hurt themselves. And of course, that's big news. Man kills himself doing a coffee enema. This happens. This is the stigma attached to a lot of this. So there you are. You're in Hawaii. You're in Alaska. You're in Malaysia. You're in Africa. You're in Europe. You're in China. You're listening to this show. And you're interested. You really want to take the plunge, but you just don't know how. Take these shows. Take these lists. Walk in to your medical doctor's office. Walk in to your chiropractor's office and say, here's the pitch. I'm going to do at least 25 things on this list, and you are going to help me. You're going to help me navigate. Because I'm afraid to take the plunge. I'm afraid to do it by myself. You're just going to help me navigate. And you're not going to have me do anything else. You're not going to sell me anything. You're just going to help me get through this. If you're really that afraid, do that. At least do that. And if you've got a little bit more guts, if you're a little bit more savvy, perhaps if you're healthy enough so that if you make a little mistake, if you just do it wrong the first time, if you overdo it, if you didn't navigate it correctly, and you're healthy enough, and you've got enough common sense, and you're comfortable enough, and you've got enough talent, enough natural intuitive connection with your body, then do it yourself. Not a lot of money. So suppose you get the bile flowing, suppose you clean out your kidneys, suppose you do the colon cleanses and you get the mucus and the pus, and suppose you dry brush your skin. Suppose you do a cleanse of the gallbladder every month, a coffee enema a week, 6 weeks of kidney cleansing, 6 to 12 weeks of colon cleansing. Suppose you've done enough of that already. Suppose you do enough of that the first 6 months, so by the summer, you're ready to start to dissolve the disease in your bone marrow. Listen to show number 23. Listen to my shows on the kidney. Listen to show number 20 on biliary congestion. Listen to my show on the skin. And you've taken it because you've put enough gifts in that pot of health. And you've brought yourself to the point where you know something's really happening. You're starting to shake loose the mucus, the pus, the negative emotions, the congestion, the grit, the weight, the garbage. Suppose now your bone marrow is ready to dissolve. Show number 93. Listen to that on the bone marrow. In the late stages, in the later stages, after second base, just when you thought home plate was around the corner. You know, lots of people do that. They get the ball moving, they get to second base, and just when they have to deal with their emotions, their hatreds, their betrayals, they check out. Well, if that's not you, that's when you're going to start to detox. You detox around second base. Home plate is not around second base. Third base is around second base. Home plate is home plate. Second base is not home plate. And just around second base, you're deeper recesses for poison will begin to dissolve. Show number 93, that's on the bone marrow. Now suppose you get flexible. Suppose you start to align your bones. Suppose you get so flexible that your bones begin to shift the weight. Your posture's changing. The weight is shifting to your heels. I don't think there's a show I've done that didn't mention flexibility. There's a picture there. Look at all the pictures. There's one picture in particular. Picture number 29, picture number 30. Those are yoga poses. Yoga is safe. Yoga is effective. Yoga is easy to learn. Don't do yoga. Do Pilates. It's safe and effective and easy to learn. Don't do Pilates. Get a video and bend over. Try to touch your toes. Move your body. Get flexible. No, I didn't say make your muscles bigger. No, I didn't say go out and do jumping jacks. No, I didn't say lift weights. I said get flexible. Suppose you got flexible. Suppose you get your weight shifts. Suppose your bone marrow is dissolving. Suppose. Just suppose. Suppose after 1 year you're 50% more flexible. How many of you truly that suffer from fibromyalgia, that suffer from low back pain, neck pain, this, that, and the other thing, really think if you were to get yourself 50% more flexible, if you were to throw that into your health pot, how many of you think you wouldn't be drastically improved? And there's loads of help to do that. It's funny how this is a game of misdirection, isn't it? Funny how it's that simple. Funny how if you throw 20 things into the health pot, you'll have your own miracle. Funny how that's not done too often. Because it's misdirection. It's a merry-go-round. It's a labyrinth. It's a maze. And we've created an ecosystem for you that just spins you around in circles, upside down and inside out. A labyrinth. You walk in one end and you never come out the other. And you just keep swirling around in circles. And by the time you get so dizzy, you faint. And then 10 years later, you get up again. And then you faint again. And it's half your life is gone. And that's what happens to a lot of people. We short circuit the healing process because we don't put our attention into the right perspectives. And this is my point. It's truly my point. The head gets in the way. The false ego gets in the way. Now, suppose you've done all these things, and when you take those stretches, you get a circulation through your body. Suppose in all the poses of Pilates, and all the poses of yoga, and all the poses you make up, and all the poses your kids do, and all the stretch poses your animals do, your dogs, your cats, and your gerbils. Suppose in all the stretches they do, and in you do, you start feeling something move through your tissues. Some warm circulation. All the people. We get about 2,000, 2,500 listeners every week. We have well over 1,000 people listening to the archives. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you if you're new to the show. How many of you are feeling circulation through your tissues? Hansiale, the stress of life. The autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic flow, outside of my students. By the way, I've got one space left, one, for the school tomorrow. 714-850-1007. If you're ready to learn what it really is, give us a call. I have one space left for my class tomorrow. This is my baby class. This is the new class. The new class has come 8 straight times. Once you come, you keep coming because it's cost-effective and it's worth it. So give that number a call, 714-850-1007. I want one more good student, not a joker, someone that gets it. Do you get it? Give us a call. Suppose in those stretches, you've started to open your meridians. You've started to get that circulation feeling moving through your body. Give yourself a big gift. Big gifts. Big gifts, little gifts. Big gift is blood sugar. Big lift is weight loss. Big gift is the bile's flowing. Big gift. if you're starting to get circulation into your body. I won't say chi. I won't say prana. I won't say the innate intelligence of the body. I won't say the electrical field. I won't say any of it. I'll call it circulation. We'll dummy it down and keep it simple. When you stretch, and as you get flexible, 50% more flexible over this year, are you getting the flow of circulation through your joints? If you are, give yourself a big gift. Show number 70 on sleep. Are you going to sleep in 2014? No, you just can't find the time to get an extra hour. You just can't possibly go to bed an hour earlier because you've got so much to do, because you have to be productive, because you have to put it out there. And in the end, after that year, you've lost more than you gained. You surely will lose if you don't get your sleep. You'll go to your doctors, you'll fret your health, you'll do for your health, you'll spend money on your health. You'll go on vacation and spend $5,000 or $10,000. After all, vacation's important. You'll remodel your home, you'll buy that car. But will you sleep an extra 90 minutes a night? Will you improve your sleep? Will you do what you have to do to get your sleep? Look at the website there. Last picture. Show number, picture number 32. Lights Out by Dr. Formby out of Scandinavia, 3 PhDs. Listen to my show, show number 11 on sleep. If you just get your sleep, if you get each night another 90 minutes of sleep, vital, precious sleep, you will do more for your health than all the herbal programs, all the pharmaceutical drugs, all the exercise, all the everything just on the basis of sleep. Don't be lost in misdirection. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a year of sleep. Show number 19, 119. Show number 116, open your breath. If you've advanced yourself, if you've gotten yourself to the point where when you stretch, because you're 50% more flexible, you start to feel circulation through your tissue because you've decongested, you've degranulated your body so that you can be that flexible. And you've finally gotten yourself to the point where when you stretch, you start to feel circulation. Try taking a breath. Listen to those shows. Take a breath, a nice deep breath through the nose with the belly out. So the diaphragm comes down, so the rib cage expands. So the breath gets into the upper chest. So the scalenes begin to expand. So the suboccipital space starts to pulse. So that pulse goes down to your sacrum. So the sacrum sends the pulse of health to your brain. So your hypothalamus begins to swim in its bliss. So your body begins to produce endorphins. Are you producing endorphins with your breath? Are you doing that? Your cats are doing that. Your dogs are doing that. Are we not more sophisticated than our animals? Our animals. Interesting, isn't it? We love our animals. Interesting, isn't it? The most prized profession in medicine are the veterinarians. People will spend more money on their animals. Lots of people will swear they have better relationships with their animals. Lots of people swear their animals understand them better than they understand. That's not a good sign. It's cute. It's vogue. It's lovely. You have your cat and your dog and your relationship, and things have failed you, but at least you have your animal. It's a beautiful thing. Don't knock it. I'd die for my cat. So I'm not knocking it. I'm just asking you all to consider that a culture that puts its animals ahead of its own people. Okay, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but you get the point, don't you? The animals are doing something. They're living a way we wish we were living. Think about that and do something about that. Open your breath. Open your breath. The day you open your breath, I will guarantee you a good 95% of my listening audience and a good 99.9% of the world audience hasn't had that experience. We're missing. Have you succumbed to hype? Have you drank the Kool-Aid? Are you so busy in your day and convinced that you just can't make the time, that you're not understanding? We're all getting older. Sooner or later, you will sit there and look back at it. And I assure you, where you will miss is if you don't take the time to learn the divine mechanism God put inside you and make it work. Activate it. It's too expensive. It's too time consuming. Don't tell yourself that. If you've done half the things I've just listed, which, by the way, is not a lot, if you've done half the things this year, sooner or later you're going to take a breath and you're going to feel something move in your body. The same thing you felt when you stretched. The same thing you feel when you get touched. You're going to start to do the same things your animals do. They learn to relax. They learn to shift into the autonomic nervous system. They learn to shift into the, I should say, parasympathetic nervous system. Of course, I'm making this up. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I'm an impersonator. I'm not a doctor. I'm a scam artist. And you're a bunch of fools. Because you're listening to a bunch of gibberish. Because it's not backed by hard science. Because your medical doctors don't believe it. Because there aren't enough studies to prove it. Because this is just placebo. I want you to just take a calm moment and forget about everything. And just consider that. You believe in God. I know you believe in God. You told me you believed in God. You read the Bible. You go to Sunday school. You fast on the holidays. You believe in the resurrection of Christ. You believe in a devil. If you believe in God, you believe in a devil. There is a devil. There is good and there is evil. There is divine good and there is evil. Yeah, that guy with the beard and a pitchfork, he's flying around up there. You want to know where the devil is? The devil is living where you can't see the divine mechanism inside you. That's where the devil lives. It's called misdirection. It's called what you tell yourself that's a lie. It's called succumbing to imprints that society puts upon you that ensures you servitude to the devil. It's called not doing the things, employing the mechanisms, activating the divine mechanisms within you in the name of, well, acceptance and submission to demonic mockery. It's called drinking the Kool-Aid. It's called actually thinking deep down inside that something like opening your breath so you can feel something move through your body isn't vital to your health. That's what it's called. So if you want to meet the devil, you meet the devil every day because he's possessed far too many Americans and far too many people throughout the world. Because they couldn't tell you beans about what it feels like to take a breath through the nose, through the crista galla of the ethmoid bone, to pulse against the dural tissue of the brain, to reflex that down the spine to the sacrum, to have the sacrum pump and move, to open up that space between L5 and S1, to bring that circulation of cerebral spinal fluid back up the spine and into the brain, to stimulate your high glandular systems, to produce chemicals we haven't even discovered yet, so that we can see God. To have the God experience through breath. If you can get that one, put an even bigger gift in your health pot. And if you think that's mockery, if you think that's a scam, if you're some husband in sarcasm to his wife's intuition, her inner knowing, understand you're vomiting on the feminine, if that's you. And if that's not you, if you'd mastered and balanced your masculine, and you understand that there's an intuitive force within you, despite a pair of testicles, if you understand that that intuitive force is within you, to understand through listening to your body, that opening your breath is a real thing, and pat yourself on the back, young man or old man. Now, suppose you've done all these things. And suppose you know it's time for touch. And suppose you're peeling your muscles off your bones. Peeling the muscle off the bone. It's called cross-fiber massage. It's a technique. You can do it to yourself. Every massage system does this. It's called a cross-fiber stroke. The deeper you can go, and the better it feels, the better it is for your health. Ida Rolf. Read about Ida Rolf. I've done shows on Ida Rolf. Look at the show I did somewhere in the archives in the last 2 months called Peeling Your Muscle Off the Bone. Go get your muscles peeled off your bone. Now take all of that. And every time you conquer, every time you take a shot, every time you work with these concepts, put another gift into the health pot. Because you know what you're going to get to at the end of it? That painful emotion. That terribly painful emotion where your hate lives, where your sense of betrayal lives, where your disappointment lives, where your sadness lives, where your fear lives. And you know what's going to happen if you can get to that painful emotion? It's going to vanish. Take that to church on Sunday. Take that to your Bible class. Because that's the functional, practical mechanism through which we Christians pray. That we can take all the laws of hell and bring them to the evaporation of that painful, sickly, toxic, negative emotion. Do that for 2014. Get to your core emotion. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. I want one good student. Don't call if you're a joker. 714-850-1007. I will see you next week. We will have a great year. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.